In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Today we observe Candlemas. It's the last feast day of the Christmas season. In the past, people would bring a year's supply of household candles to church to have them blessed. Now we have a candlelight procession with your wardens, vestry, and staff praying that nobody will set the church on fire again. I can think of a few scriptural and theologic reasons to continue the older tradition, though nowadays it would just have to be a blessing of the light bulbs. More on that in a few minutes. Candlemas commemorates the three events that are found in today's gospel lesson: the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the presentation and the redemption of the firstborn son, and the recognition that Jesus is the Messiah. Let's look at those. The laws that govern the purification of women following childbirth are found in Leviticus. Briefly, after a prescribed period of time, the woman would complete the ritual by coming to Jerusalem and offering sacrifices at the temple. That's exactly what Mary did. Because Jesus was a firstborn son, the laws in Exodus said that Mary and Joseph needed to bring Jesus to the temple to be dedicated for lifelong service to the temple, to God. But there was a loophole. The child's father could pay a ransom of 5 silver shekels after presenting the child to a priest at the temple. With the child having thus been redeemed from temple service, he could then be taken home. And that's exactly what Joseph and Mary did. And then there's recognition. Mary and Joseph knew that their baby was the long-awaited Messiah, but it doesn't seem like they went around telling everybody. They didn't have a bumper sticker on their cart. Your child might be an honor student, but our child is God. When they took Jesus to the temple, Simeon and Anna immediately recognized him as the Christ. They didn't need to be told by anyone other than the Holy Spirit. Today's lesson tells us that Simeon was a righteous and devout man. Righteous and devout are code words in Scripture that imply that he thoroughly had studied Scripture, he understood what he had read, and he knew what it meant. Simeon also had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and when the Spirit spoke, Simeon paid attention. The Holy Spirit had let him know that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, Jesus. And so the Spirit sent Simeon to the temple area that day, prepared in heart, mind, and spirit to meet the Savior of the world. The Holy Spirit somehow enabled him to see a nearly 6-week-old infant in what would have been a large crowd of people, and to know that this baby was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecies of comfort and consolation for Israel. And of course, much more. The words that Simeon spoke are well known as one of the Bible's canticles or songs. They are the Nunc Dimittis, which is part of the evening prayer service or evensong offered at St. Paul's Church. The Holy Spirit also had Simeon tell Mary and Joseph that Jesus, whose name in Hebrew means salvation, would not only be a light to glorify the people of Israel, but would also be a light to reveal God to the Gentiles, to us. The prophet Anna also recognized Jesus as Messiah and went around telling others that he was there. Luke doesn't let us know what she said, but Luke makes it very clear that she was also prepared in heart, mind, and spirit to recognize Jesus. So today's gospel records three events: purification, presentation and redemption by payment of a ransom, and recognition. These are nice topics for Bible study. They're historically interesting. Hearing about purification and presentation could very well send us back to Leviticus and Exodus this week to learn more about those ancient practices and how they came over into Christianity. But let's put those two together with recognition and with what other places in Scripture tell us about Jesus. In doing that, maybe we can make the gospel lesson come alive for us in the here and now, the present. Paul's letter to the Hebrews gives us some clues to start with. It tells us that we're human beings of flesh and blood, that we were subject to lifetime bondage in sin to the devil. And Paul reminds us that because Jesus was fully human, in addition to being fully divine, he was able to release us from that bondage. And how did he do that? Well, he paid a ransom. It wasn't 5 silver shekels, but it was his life in an atoning sacrifice. And in doing that, he prepared each one of us to be presented to our Heavenly Father someday, not at the temple, but in heaven. Next, let's add in Malachi's messianic prophecy from today's first lesson. Malachi tells us that the Messiah will be like a fire that can purify silver and gold, and like fuller's earth, which makes garments sparkling white. Jesus will purify us so that we can someday stand before God in holiness. And what about recognition? Like Simeon and Anna, all we have to do on earth is to recognize that Jesus is God, and then Jesus takes care of the details. All we have to do is put our trust in him. And while we may not be able to hold him in our arms the way that Simeon held Jesus, Scripture certainly promises that we can hold him in our hearts. A parishioner has had a recent death in her family. For many years, that family prayed for him because, as a young man, he did not know Jesus. But not so long ago, he had a significant conversion experience, recognizing Jesus as his Lord and Savior. She and her family are now certain that he's in heaven, and I believe that Simeon would agree with that. For centuries, commentators and composers of church music have recognized that the Song of Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis, is also about us. Let's look at it in a different way. I'll paraphrase. Lord, you can take me now because you have fulfilled your promises. I've seen Jesus, who is your salvation and whom you have given to all people. He is the light. He reveals you to the whole world as well as being the light of your people Israel. For me, one of the great moments in all of church music is the music written for a funeral service by the German composer Heinrich Schütz. In the last movement, the choir sings the Nunc Dimittis, and then 3 soloists, a departed soul and 2 angels, simultaneously sing, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." Today's offertory anthem by Johannes Eckard does something very similar. The first verse that you'll hear is about Mary going to the temple for purification and bringing Jesus for presentation. The anthem's refrain is Simeon's song. Then listen carefully to the second verse, because it's about us when we die. The refrain is the same Song of Simeon. Having been prepared in heart, mind, and spirit, we're ready for that journey to heaven and to spend eternity with God. So the next time that you replace a light bulb and flip the switch that brings light into a darkened room, think about Candlemas. Think about the Song of Simeon. Think about how Jesus has come into your life, how he has redeemed you, and how he has begun that fiery process of purification. And then, like the prophet Anna, give thanks to God and go out to share the gospel with everyone you see. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, the one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. We give thanks for the ministries of this parish, especially for our vestry, our wardens, Billy and Leslie, our treasurer, Anne, and our chancellor, Brett. Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you. We pray for Michael, our presiding bishop, for Scott, our own bishop, and for our clergy, George, John, and Bill, for our seminarian, Rainey, and for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray also for the Diocese of Georgia Bishop Search Committee as they begin their search for our new bishop. We pray for Donald, our president, Brian and Henry, our governors, and the leadership of the CSRA, and all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. We pray for those gathered at Happening Number 101, that they may receive your grace and powerfully encounter the love of God in Christ, especially our candidates, Molly Lindsay and Thomas Widman, and those serving on staff, Sarah Brittany Sandback, Brad Sandback, Bradley Sandback, Juliana Lindsay and Mike Lindsay, and Thomas Greniker. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. We pray for all those who are serving our country at home and abroad, especially Joe, Dylan, Joe, Trey, and Graham. We pray for the welfare of our congregations in Augusta, especially St. Augustine's and St. Mary's, and in our companion diocese of the Dominican Republic. We pray for the congregations in Boca Chica, Grace Mount Zion, and St. Joseph. And we pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation, remembering especially Benita, Pete, Sid, Jean, Dick, Sid, Bob, Randy, Lou, Paige, Norm, Lonnie, Wayne, Mary, Frank, Jan Blaze, Sharon, Ruth, Keith, Emmy, Leo, Myra, Walt, Betty, and Mona. Give to the departed eternal rest, especially remembering Bob, London, and Virginia, and Mark Edward Wright, Sr. We praise you for the saints who have entered into joy.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us, in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good to see everybody here this morning. We're glad you're here with us at St. Paul's. And if you happen to be visiting, we look forward to getting to know you a bit better as we gather on the front steps to visit. Just to set things straight, please do not, following the service, tell me how good my sermon was. We made a switch, but I didn't get it to Elizabeth in time, so thus the reason it says that I was preaching, but I take any compliment I can get, so that's fine anyway. There are a number of announcements you will see. Please take the time to read those and respond as necessary. But I will mention that on February 24th, we will have our Share Your Chili Sunday. It's not a chili cook-off anymore. It's not a competition, even though there will probably be an unspoken one. Claudia, you're going to be in the back of the church. There are going to be several people in the back to do sign-ups to help with that event. So if you are interested in helping, please do, and just find out more information about how we're going to do the pick three signing up for things throughout the course of the year. Everything else I will let stand on its own in the bulletin, so please read. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.